So you're suffering withdrawal because of the end of the presidential race? No? Well, just pretend you are. We've got an antidote. It's a hotly contested campaign for mayor of Jerusalem. The office isn't quite as demanding as the White House, but it's no walk in the park either. Jerusalem sits on the fault line of nearly every divide in Israel, Arab and Jew, religious and secular, rich and poor. Linda Gradstein reports on tomorrow's election.
Two candidates seem to be in the front of the pack. One is high-tech millionaire Nir Barkat. The other is ultra-Orthodox rabbi Meir Porush. One of the biggest issues in the campaign is religion. At a Jerusalem mall, opinion is split between Rabbi Meir Porush and secular millionaire Nir Barkat. Sarah Bitan, who's pushing her newborn in a carriage, says she supports Rabbi Porush.
I think the mayor of Jerusalem should be Jewish and God-fearing, because this is the city of all Jews.
Porush's campaign posters have tried to appeal to secular and modern Orthodox Jews, as well as the ultra-Orthodox. The posters show him as a Santa Claus-like cartoon character, rather than the long-bearded rabbi he is. But some Jerusalem voters prefer the more secular approach of candidate Nir Barkat. Eti Eliav is a retired lawyer.
I don't want Jerusalem to become very, very religious. So I'll vote for him, I think.
Both the secular Nir Barkat and Rabbi Meir Porush made their pitches last week at this community center. Barkat tried to soften his reputation as a hardliner who would expand Jewish settlement in East Jerusalem.
The left says I'm right-wing, and the right says I'm left-wing. But I have support from a wide range of people in this city, and I think that's really something positive.
At the same event, Rabbi Meir Porush also tried to moderate his image. Porush said he wants to improve municipal services for Palestinians in East Jerusalem, but he also insisted that Jewish settlements there should be expanded.
Jews have the right to live in all parts of the land of Israel and also in all parts of Jerusalem.
One-third of Jerusalem's 750,000 residents are Palestinians who live in East Jerusalem, and they have a long list of problems they want fixed. For example, it's almost impossible to build in the eastern part of the city. That means thousands of Palestinian homes are built illegally and could be demolished by Israel. There is a shortage of Palestinian schools, and the high school dropout rate is 50% among boys and 30% among girls. And rents in East Jerusalem are skyrocketing. Lawyer Ali Abu Dib says it's time Palestinians had a say in how Jerusalem is run. Abu Dib says he's voting for dark horse candidate Arkady Gaidamak.
I see in the newspapers, he says, I want to help Arabs. So I think maybe he can help us.
Arkady Gaidamak is perhaps the most colorful of the candidates. He's a Russian-born billionaire who bought Jerusalem's premier soccer team and rescued a Jerusalem hospital from bankruptcy. He's also on trial in absentia in France on charges of selling arms to Angola. He insists he's innocent. Gaidamak hopes to bring Arab voters to the polls in large numbers for the first time in an election for mayor of Jerusalem. But most Palestinians boycott municipal elections. They say voting would be a recognition of Israeli sovereignty over East Jerusalem, which Israel captured in 1967 and annexed. Both the Palestinian Authority and the religious authority, the Mufti, have called on Palestinians to boycott this time as well. Sheikh Ishaq Taha is a Muslim cleric.
When a Muslim participates against the will of God, then he has broken the word of God. And whoever joins, participates in voting or in as a candidate, will receive his punishment and her punishment from God.
Be that as it may, the Holy City will have a new mayor tomorrow. For The World, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.